Hi, this is Elliot Haspel, and welcome to another edition of Best Practices Weekly. Today we're going to be talking about building student leadership, and this comes from an article in Education Week Teacher, in which veteran teacher and author Larry Ferlazzo talks about what research says really helps students develop their leadership skills, which is something that's important, obviously, inside and outside the classroom. And there are a couple of concrete suggestions to go over, and all of this, as usual, is detailed more in the full article right up on the site. Now, the first of these suggestions is to develop students' power, and power here meaning really sort of self-efficacy or agency or sort of just the feeling and ability to act. And a couple of different ways to do this. We can build students' academic agency through things like differentiation, which giving them choices and helping them sort of meet their own interests and needs in the way that they're performing tasks. We can do it by not only giving students answers, but really putting the responsibility on them to derive the answers and explain it, and to find the patterns, to categorize information, to do all these higher order thinking skills that really are going to make them feel very confident about their own skills and their own ability to apply them to unfamiliar situations. Then there's relational power. What that means is making students feel very comfortable with each other and in sort of social situations. And this can be done through things like cooperative learning. It can be done through really things that are going to help students feel like they're able to work with each other in constructive ways. And by giving them the opportunity to do that and really discussing kind of how it's happening, then you can actually help build students' ability to have this relational agency in addition to their academic agency. Next, explore the stories of leaders. Research has shown that actually reading stories, whether they're nonfiction or nonfiction, about leaders and people who exhibit leadership traits increase students' empathy and also that there increases their leader-like behavior. And so reading books as stories on Martin Luther King, Cesar Chavez, other leaders, and discussing them can be a really rich source of information and a really rich way to help students build their leadership skills while also working on literacy and other things like that. Third, teach others. By making students work as teachers, you're actually not only, again, helping them academically because it's a very higher order thinking skill and you're forcing them to really sort of fuse what they've learned, but it gives students a place where they're going to be able to work on their leadership skills, a place where they're going to be able to work on public speaking, work on working with others, again, but in a very different way, in a very sort of, way of helping lead the other students, their peers, to knowledge. And the author suggests that, research says, is that primarily small groups, teaching other small groups is a really good way to do it. Things like the jigsaw, that's pretty popular, where you have different groups work on different parts of a particular topic, and they all come together to teach each other. All of these are really good activities, which can give students an opportunity to exhibit their leadership skills. And the author says what he likes to do is also identify sort of unofficial leaders in each group each time you do a cooperative learning activity, and then to talk to them before and after to really sort of get them thinking very explicitly about what they're doing to be leaders in that group, so you're not just leaving it to chance. And lastly, the suggestion is to take action on community issues. No better way to help students build their leadership skills by giving them a real-life chance to do it. And so this can the sort of world of things you could do here, but really helping students think about what's important in my community and what can I do to help, and really, again, giving them the power to go forward and do that. And the example he gives in his class was, students interviewed some folks in the community. They figured out that sort of job loss was a big issue and ended up organizing kind of a large meeting at the school about job training programs. But it could be anything, depending on your particular context, your grade level, what your kids sort of are at. But really helping them become, active in whatever way that's interesting to them is another way to help them exhibit their leadership skills. So again, building student leadership, I think, is something that many teachers would like to have happening in their classrooms, but we don't always think about deliberate ways to really do it. And so these are some good recommendations of how you might start to really integrate that into your classroom. So thanks for watching, and happy teaching.